This is VOA News. I'm Tom. Both the U.S. and Iran are signaling they're stepping back after Tehran's missile strikes on Iraqi bases housing American forces. VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara.
In a speech at the White House, President Donald Trump downplayed the missile attacks.
The American people should be extremely grateful and happy. No Americans were harmed in last night's attack by the Iranian regime.
In an apparent move to de-escalate, Trump announced no military retaliation, only new sanctions on Tehran. He called on Western powers to abandon the Iran nuclear deal and work towards a new one. Via Twitter after the attacks, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said the strikes were proportionate measures in self-defense and that Iran is not seeking war. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News at the White House.
And the U.S. House of Representatives is expected to approve a resolution Thursday directing President Trump to not use the military to engage in hostilities with Iran. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the vote as a stalemate that criticized the Trump administration for conducting the airstrike last week that killed Iranian Quds Force Commander Qasem Soleimani without consulting Congress. She called the airstrike a provocative and disproportionate action that endangered U.S. troops and diplomats. Puerto Rico slowly began to recover Wednesday Caribbean island territory since late December. The power grid intentionally shut down as a safety measure after Tuesday's 6.4 magnitude quake was partially brought back to life. Nearly 500,000 of the island's 1.5 million customers had service again, up from 100,000 on Tuesday. The governor said that most of the Puerto Rico area should be having power restored by Thursday. This is VOA News. Authorities in southeast Australia, bushfires get a boost thanks to a return of extreme heavy heat and heavy winds later this week. Temperatures are expected to soar above 30 degrees Celsius Friday, ending the rain and cooler temperatures that provided a brief respite for weary firefighters who have been battling the flames since they first erupted in September. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says firefighters are preparing for more blazes.
We're a long way from the end of this crisis and this disaster, and their pre-positioning along the coast is very important. These are significant assets with significant capabilities and provide a staging post to render any amount of assistance as required.
The fires, which have numbered well over 200, have destroyed at least 8 million hectares of land. And along with more than 2,000 homes, it's also killed at least 27. Iran's airport early Wednesday, killing all 176 people on board. VOA's Lattice Ahok.
All 176 people on board were killed in the crash. The majority of the passengers, 82, were Iranian nationals. 63 were Canadians. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he expects that his country will participate in the investigation.
That is certainly something that we take very seriously, and it is something in which Canada is one of a handful of countries with a high degree of expertise when it comes to these sorts of accidents, and therefore we have much to contribute, and I'm confident that in our engagement, both through our allies and directly, we are going to make sure that we are a substantive contributor to this investigation.
The incident took place just hours after Iran fired a number of missiles at two Iraqi bases housing U.S. troops. Larissa Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Ousted Nissan boss and international fugitive Carlos Ghosn made his first public appearance since a daring escape from Japan, where he's wanted on financial mismanagement charges. Ghosn accused Tokyo prosecutors of brutal treatment and launched a blistering attack on the Japanese authorities and Nissan executives, he says, conspired against
him. I was facing a system where the conviction rate is 99.4%. And I will bet you that this number is much higher for the foreigners.
Ghosn said Nissan and Japanese authorities had colluded for two reasons: as revenge for the French government's interference in Nissan's alliance with Renault and downturn in Nissan's fortunes after he stepped down as CEO in 2017. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.